What is your name, sir?
Leonardo Pena.
Pena. Honorable Mr. Johnson, sir, raise your right, sir.
What's that, sir? I can't hear you.
I just said the Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your chair at this time, sir.
Okay.
Sir, could you say your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Leonardo Pena, 146-810.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today.
Okay.
Yeah, to my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line, we have the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, sir, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your lead during the hearing, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form and advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, so also on that form, sir, it advised you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself, sir.
Okay. Also with us today, sir, is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office.
Okay.
So, okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and give you so affirm?
I do, sir.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or no. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. When I read that allegation, those allegations to you, I need you to state whether those allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 18, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 22, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, so the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 22nd, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated March 5th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, and then the last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence located at 624 East Maryland Avenue, apartment number 4 in Mesa, Arizona, on or about March 9, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, and based on the admission of Mr. Pena, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. He may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
All right, motion by myself. Second by, was that Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Agreed on by Mr. Quinones. Agreed on by Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. And then after we get the information from Mr. Turner, I'm going to go over some information with you. And then we'll get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Pena was released from ADC custody on 11-13-2017.
He was arrested on 4/5/2018 by Mesa PD on the ADC warrant. No new charges. He is returned back to ADC custody on 4/5/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/20/2019 with 27 absconding days. Current conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999, burglary in the second degree, 3 years and 6 months. 2004, aggravated assault, 3 years and 6 months. 2008, murder in the first degree, 10 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3-4. He has a mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. He's a self-admitted member of the Eastside Chandler criminal street gang and a suspected New Mexico mafia. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS release, absconding, was arrested and revoked by BOEC. 2017, TIS release, arrested on new charges, reached CSED, in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, possession of contraband, physical assault, intent, death, promoting contraband. There are other arrests, however, there's either no charges or nothing filed. Other important information, he has a GB score of G5B6.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Penley, I see that when you were released, you were initially approved to reside at 557 South Island Avenue in Mesa, with your ex-sister-in-law, Connie Cortez. And then it looks like on February 23rd, 2018, you requested to change your place of residence to that of a friend, Naomi Cortez, located at 624 East Maryland Avenue, apartment number 4 in Mesa, where you were staying at that residence until you changed without notifying your PO. Is that about right, sir?
That's about right, sir. But however, I had a falling out with somebody at that residence at the time, so I didn't even know that she had told my PO that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Until my PO verified that she said that I had no longer lived in that residence.
Okay. So, says you have a full-time apartment through Green Marble Landscaping located at 840 East in Mesa. You were working as a landscaper for $20 an hour, which you held to your termination from employment on March 19th, is that right?
I wasn't actually terminated. I went in there and told my employer that I was having some troubles with my parole, and I needed a little bit of time to try to resolve those.
Okay, what kind of problems were you having with your parole at that time, sir?
Well, by that time, I had already talked to Mr. Groves, and he had advised me that I had absconded and that I needed to get with him as soon as possible.
Okay. So during your initial intake, you were referred to career counseling. You attended CAC. However, you did not, staff reported that you did not successfully complete the program due to your absconding from supervision on March 9th, 2018. And it says that on November 13th, 2017, you were assigned the color code of peach with tasks, and you were to take grades. You were directed to call your assigned color in the test on November. You had negative results, and then December, your results were negative. January 2018, you had negative. And then January 18th, 2018, you were positive for methamphetamines when you were directed to go better by your parole officer. Then February 22nd of 18, when you assigned the color of peach announced by TASS, you were positive for methamphetamine. And then March 1st, color code peach, they changed the color code to J. You had one on March 9th with J, the color code, and that was after the assigned color J was announced by TASS. Negative, you had one negative result there. So, found out you had a warrant. What was going on, sir, prior to you absconding? Because you did have some negatives. You started out with negatives. What happened?
Well, doing really well, sir, up to that point. You know what I mean? And then I advised my PO on my initial, the first time I tested positive, I had told him my honesty. I was like, I knew that I had relapsed, and I told him, I was straight up with him, I told him that I had relapsed. So that's when he verbally advised me that I needed to drop that day. So when I went to drop, it came back positive, and then again, it came back positive on the next EUA. That's when I told my PO that I felt that I needed to be on a little tighter leash. That way I can go ahead and accomplish his parole. So then it changed to J, and after that, I continued to drop plea because I was trying to make an effort to be a productive member of society at that time, sir.
So what happened? Why did you make the PD arrest?
They arrested me just by... I was just going home that morning, or that night, sir. I was going home. Me, my girlfriend, and a friend were driving down the road, and for some reason or other, they just decided to pull us over for I guess, a suspicious vehicle or something. But they pulled us over for no apparent reason, and that's when they found out that I had a warrant. I wasn't doing any kind of criminal activity at the time or anything like that, sir.
So why didn't you get into a drug rehab program? So what was the problem?
The reason I didn't want to get into a drug rehab, sir, is because I felt that I didn't want to lose my employment at the time. I understand why me doing that was the wrong thing to do, just like it was wrong for me not to advise Mr. Groves of my change of address. The reason for my change of address was because I felt that it wasn't the proper living environment for me at the time, because I knew that by me being a parole violation, I knew that by drug use in that house, I knew that it was just going to lead me down the wrong path. And I didn't want to continue that because I was a recovering addict and I knew that.
So whose house was that? That was just a friend of yours? Were you guys just friends? Or you dated?
It was a girlfriend's house at the time, sir. But I knew about me being there was just going to lead to wrong things, and I wasn't trying to come back to prison, to be honest with you, sir.
So what were you doing during the 27 days that you were absconding? We had no idea, PO had no idea where you were.
I was still working, sir, at Blue Marble. Because I was also in the process of trying to get my own apartment at the time that Mr. Corey advised me that I had absconded due to my change of residence.
So did he try to get you to come in and...
He did, sir. He did try to get me to an inpatient program, but like I'm telling you, I just didn't want to come back to prison, and I knew by me going to that inpatient program, I was going to lose my job. And at the time, I was helping out my mom, my older son, and my girlfriend also, and I just didn't want to lose my employment, sir.
All right. Are you doing any while you're in prison or taking any programs while you, since you've been really incarcerated?
I have signed up for positive thinking classes since I've been back, and at this current time, I'm not using any kind of drugs at all, sir.
Okay, well, that's good, Mr. Pena. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send me additional questions from the board. Mr. Pena, the board is coming up on the conclusion of your hearing at this time. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, and I'll repeat it myself?
I would just like to say that I was attempting to be a productive member of society due to the fact that I was being completely and total honest with my PO. I held employment. I was going to my classes according to schedule. I was dropping UA even though I knew that I had messed up. I did request that Mr. Groves that I need to be on the entire leash, and requested a bi-monthly UA instead of a monthly one, and that's when they changed to J and I dropped clean after that. I just need to be there for my family, my mother and dad, and being old, you know, me and they felt real good to actually be there for them to help them out from time to time if they needed it, as well as my son. I feel that I can succeed if you guys just give me this one more opportunity, because I'm not trying to be here. I've been sure I've been off and on in prison since I was younger, and I'm sure I've had some day activity, but that's no longer the same person I am. I've had a lot of time to grow up in this place, and I was actually doing well, like I said, up there. But the decision is up to you guys, and I hope that you guys just hear, you know, say, and take into consideration, and know that I can, and I will succeed up there if you give me this one chance.
All right, Mr. Pena. The board's been Mr. Turner.
I'm looking at car notes on 322-18. There is a note made. He was assigned to individual counseling sessions with the CAC, and his PO was notified that on 321-18 that the offender failed to show up for his individual testing, and that this is the second time in a row that the offender missed his appointment for individual counseling.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner.
Can I respond to that, sir?
Yes, sir.
The reason for that being is because I was trying to get a time set to get in there on time, because at first they wanted me to go in like in the afternoon, and it was just not working out due to my appointment, because we worked all the way to Surprise and then here in different areas. and there was just no way I was going to get back in time to get, actually get to that class. So that's when I was trying to resolve the whole fitness schedule time and date as to when I got to go, and that way I know on what days I have to report to my counseling classes. And I advise my counselor that as well, Mr. Gross.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Pena, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, but to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place, and then the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you. Then we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, thank you, Mr. Pena. The board's now into discussion. It is evident that Mr. Pena started out doing well, that he had negative results, and it's a good thing because he also was working during that period of time, and he continued to maintain his work, and then he had some problems at the residence he was staying, and he moved and said there was drugs at the second place, and he decided to move from there just so that he wouldn't be doing drugs, and he tested positive, and his PO tried to get him to come in to participate in some classes, and Mr. Pena didn't go in and participate in classes. It was subsequently stopped by Mesa PD for an unrelated incident, and finally had the warrant out for him, and he was arrested. I think Mr. Pena has been pretty honest with us and telling us the truth about what had occurred at that time. However, Mr. Pena will be released in a few months on September 20th of 2019. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He won't have to report to a parole officer at that time. I think it would be best for Mr. Pena to go ahead and conclude and do the rest of his time as he did relapse while he was out. And hopefully he'll take some programs while he's incarcerated. He said he was signed up for some classes already. But take this time to take some classes, get himself together so that when he's released, hopefully he'll be strong enough to not relapse and not do any more drugs and be a productive citizen. That's my opinion. I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no other comments coming from the colleagues, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Pena, violated with delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had after the amount of absence to criminal ways of conduct, as he did relapse and start back to use drugs, and he did abscond for 27 days. That is my motion.
Second, agreed with Green.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed on by Mr. Quinones, and agreed on by Dr. Wright. Mr. Pena?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, we do take note, sir, that you were for a period of time when you first got out doing well, till you relapsed back on the drugs and had some problems at the residence where you were actually staying there, sir, but you were working during that period of time and you did maintain and keep a job, which is a good thing. You'll be released on September 20th of 2019, sir. Hopefully while you're still incarcerated, so take some programming and some drug programs and some self-help programs so that when you're released, you'll be strong enough, sir, that you won't have to go back, you won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement, you won't be on any parole, and you won't have any community supervision. Mr. Pena, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before these boards, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you put the CO3 on?
Ma'am, we did.